This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli leaves for Turkmenistan to participate in third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. Speaker Devraj Ghimire says Nepal will organize international conference on climate change in mid-August to draw global attention on impacts of climate change in Nepal. And UK government plans to bring more girls and children for treatment. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has asserted that those defying the constitution and democratic system are obstructing house sessions. Launching a book, Democracy and People's Verdict, Electoral History of Nepal, authored by former Chief Election Commissioner Surya Prasad Shrestha yesterday, Prime Minister Oli dubbed the tendency to ruin the system being part of it as anarchic and anti-democratic. He was referring to the consistent obstruction and boycotting of the House of Representatives HOR by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has left for Turkmenistan yesterday, leading a Nepali delegation to attend the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries. The conference is scheduled to take place in the city of Awaza on the 5th to the 8th of August. According to the Foreign Ministry, Prime Minister Oli is visiting Turkmenistan at an invitation of President of Turkmenistan Serdar Berdimuh Hamdow and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. During the conference, the Prime Minister is scheduled to address the program in the capacity of Chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of Least Developed Countries. Similarly, the Prime Minister would co-chair one of the high-level roundtable meetings and also deliver remarks at various programs. On the sideline of the conference, Prime Minister Oli will hold bilateral talks with the heads of the delegation from various countries as well as high-level office bearers of the UN and other international organizations. Prime Minister Oli is accompanied by his spouse Radhika Shakya, Chief Advisor Vishnu Prasad Rimal, Federal Parliament Member Surya Bahadur Thapa Chhatri, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and senior government officials. Altogether, 32 landlocked developing countries from Asia, Europe, Africa and South America would attend the conference where discussions on direct sea access, hurdles facing the landlocked nations and benefits to be taken from the world markets are expected. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil has appointed Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh as the Acting Prime Minister following the departure of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli for Turkmenistan. Acting Prime Minister Singh will handle daily administrative tasks until Prime Minister Oli returns home on the 8th of August. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire returned home yesterday after participating in the 6th World Conference of Speakers of Parliament organized in Geneva of Switzerland. The conference was organized by the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU in close collaboration with the United Nations from the 30th to the 2nd of August. At a press conference organized at Rivuvan International Airport yesterday upon his arrival, Speaker Ghimire shared that the conference included discussions on various issues such as ways to uplift countries lagging behind due to poverty, ways to address existing challenges and develop effective governance methods. Speaker Ghimire also informed that an international conference on climate change would be organized on the 18th and 19th of August to draw global attention on the impact of climate change in Nepal. He also informed that discussion was held on organizing similar event on impact of climate change in Asia-Pacific region coming January 30th and 31st. The House of Representatives meeting is scheduled to be held at 1 p.m. today at the Federal Parliament Building, New Baneshwar. In today's meeting, the General Secretary of the Federal Parliament will inform about the message received from the President regarding the Constitutional Council functions, duties, powers and procedures, First Amendment Bill 2079. Similarly, the chairman of the Accounts Committee, Rishikesh Pokhrel, will present a proposal to approve the suggestions mentioned in the 32nd Annual Report of the Public Accounts Committee 2082 by subsection 2 of section 41 of the Financial Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility Act 2076. There is a possible agenda for Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury to present a proposal to consider the National Sports Development First Amendment Bill 2082. Likewise, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari is scheduled to present a proposal to ratify the World Trade Organization's agreement on concessions in the fisheries industry. Recent rains have brought relief to paddy farmers in Madhya province after weeks of drought. The drought had delayed planting, but the rainfall on Saturday and Sunday has revived hope among farmers and locals. According to the Ministry of Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperatives of Madhya province, only 57% of paddy fields have been planted by the 1st of August. Rapid progress in paddy plantation is expected if the rain continues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepal Women Association, NWA, has drawn the government's attention to withdraw the proposed law that would legalize polygamy in certain circumstances. Submitting a memorandum to Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, the association urged the minister to immediately take back the proposed law to that end. Terming the proposed legal provision as irresponsible, regressive and objectionable, association said it would ruin the hard-earned achievements in the area of women rights and restore a practice of polygamy. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia has clarified that the claim about a law being drafted to legalize polygamy is not just a rumor but entirely false. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Bahadur Singh Lama has announced his resignation from the post. At a press conference organized in Hetauda yesterday, Chief Minister Lama said he will meet the provincial chief today and submit his resignation letter. Meanwhile, Bagmati Province Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Indra Bania said that he will present his claim for the chief minister's post after the provincial chief calls for a new chief minister. The deadline of the Narayangarh Budwal Road project under the East-West Highway has been extended by a year. The deadline of the National Pride project has been extended up to the 23rd of July in 2026 when the road construction saw only 70% progress by the end of the timeline extended for the third time. Information officer at the Narayangarh Budwal Road project engineer Siva Khanal confirmed the extension of the project deadline for time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The UK government says it is moving at pace to evacuate seriously ill or injured children from Gaza with plans to bring them to Britain for urgent medical treatment. The BBC quoted the reports as saying up to 300 young people may be granted entry to receive free care, although exact numbers have yet to be confirmed. So far, no children have been evacuated under the government's own scheme during the ongoing conflict. However, a British charity Project Pure Hope has privately brought three children to the UK for life-saving treatment. A government spokesperson confirmed on Sunday that efforts are underway to begin evacuations within weeks amid calls for faster action. Since the war began in Gaza in October 2023, the UN Children's Agency UNICEF estimates that more than 50,000 children have been killed or injured. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of all the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli leaves for Turkmenistan to participate in third UN conference on landlocked developing countries. Speaker Devraj Ghimire says Nepal will organize international conference on climate change in mid-August to draw global attention on impacts of climate change in Nepal. And UK government plans to bring more Gazan children for treatment. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.